This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's head to the phone lines right now. We're going to bounce around the league today to find out what receivers could possibly be available. Let's go to the phone lines right now and be joined by Zach Bingham. He is our go-to Tennessee Titans guest. He is with A to Z Sports. Zach, man, it's been a while, man. We appreciate you coming on today.
I know. I appreciate you having me. Good to talk to you.
Absolutely. Before I ask you about DeAndre Hopkins, I just have to ask you a very important question. Now, the Titans had Will Levis at quarterback, and this was public knowledge. Like, you could Google it. You could see it. I'm not sure if Calvin Ridley knew that was going to be the case because how frustrated he was after the game. I mean, you didn't know that you were going to have a tough time in Tennessee playing with Will Levis?
Oh, man, I know. Well, one of our reporters, Sam Phelan, was the one that asked him the question in the locker room that yielded that response. And, you know, the reaction from Titans fans is absolutely. I mean, Calvin Ridley has a reason to be upset. And the Will Levis experience has been just that through the first several weeks of the season. A really bad play, bonehead mistakes, and then gets hurt in the Monday night game, and now it's coming back from an injury and throws the ball short, gets intercepted, the Colts win, and, you know, they're a one-win team at 1-4. So it's been a struggle for the Tennessee Titans, and Calvin Ridley's upset because he signed a four-year contract. So DeAndre Hopkins didn't. I think he sees some light maybe if he's able to escape, but we'll see over the next several weeks if that's going to happen.
All right, so let's talk about DeAndre Hopkins. Let's start with this. How has he played in his time at Tennessee?
Well, DeAndre Hopkins has been, with what the Titans have put around, whether it's Ryan Tannehill or Will Levis or Mason Rudolph, I think he has been a reliable wide receiver. He still has his hands, which is, I think, the best part about DeAndre Hopkins' game. He is a skilled receiver that has a route tree still, even with his age, can get open, can get to the sideline, and with the right quarterback, I think can be very successful. And I think him, like Calvin Ridley, have been, you know, frustrated. I don't think that DeAndre Hopkins thought that this was going to be how it was going to be when he joined Tennessee. And obviously the turnover with a brand new coaching staff, out goes Mike Vrabel, which he had connections with the Texans. In comes Brian Callahan and Calvin Ridley and some new offensive pieces. He thought things were going to be a lot better, and they've gotten off to a rough start. But I still think, as they say, DeAndre Hopkins has tread on the tires.
When you mention the tread on the tire, and now you see, we saw what Devontae Adams went for, we saw what Calvin Ridley went for. You mentioned light at the end of the tunnel. Are you expecting, do you think that he's expecting to be traded between now and the next couple of weeks?
I definitely think conversations will and should be had. Whether a deal gets done, I think that's the beauty of the NFL, and we'll navigate that over the next several weeks. And, you know, it's October 15th and teams are wheeling and dealing, and you get the right wide receiver, then you can really do some damage. I think looking at what Amari Cooper and Davante Adams got. I think the one thing that you have to take into account is DeAndre Hopkins sat out most of training camp with a torn MCL. He still has that, and he's not going to get surgery. So whatever team is going to trade for DeAndre Hopkins, he's not 100%. Now, he has tread on the tires, but he will not be 100%, and he's going to have to play through pain, which he's talked about this season. So I definitely think that will impact what is given for DeHop.
Right now, we're talking to Zach Bingham with A to Z Sports in Nashville. Zach, let's say that the Chiefs want to give back the Titans their third-round pick. The Chiefs have a third-round pick based on the LeJarius Sneed trade, and I want to ask you about him coming up in a bit. But let's say that the Chiefs want to give back that third-round pick. Do you think that's enough to go get DeAndre Hopkins?
I mean, if I was Rand Carthon, the general manager of the Tennessee Titans, you're sitting here as a one-win team. You just lost to the Colts. Things are not looking great. And, oh, yeah, on the horizon, the Titans are at Buffalo to face Amari Cooper and company. And then they're at Detroit, who just beat down the Cowboys, right? So, like, I know that that is not probably the vision that the Titans front office looks at. But if you were to tell me that the Chiefs were willing to give up that third-round pick for DeAndre Hopkins, I take that deal. I do.
Right now, we're talking to Zach Bingham here for a couple of more minutes. I do want to ask you about LeJarius Sneed. I saw he was a little bit frustrated. He maybe hasn't played up to the expectation, certainly given the contract. How are things going with him in Tennessee?
Well, it's tough because he was, I mean, leader on the defense, came in there. Obviously, the trade with the Chiefs, as you referenced, a lot of hype came in there, and I felt like leader in the locker room. I feel like he did all the right things and has done all the right things and then got exposed, to be honest, played very, very poor this past week against the Colts. The main reason why the Colts got back in that game and eventually won and beat the Titans was because he could not cover on the back half of the defense. And that's not why you trade and pay a guy like Sneed. And so there was a little bit of disappointment. I don't think that that's indicative of who he is as a player. And I know Chiefs fans listening to that, they know the type of player. But that was a bad game. This is the conversation we're having after the bad game. I think anybody would recognize that. He has to be better. I think he can be better. But that's kind of the state of that situation as of right now. But I don't think there's remorse or skepticism of maybe they shouldn't have done the deal. I still think that the Titans feel good about it.
If I had to give you a magic eight ball or a crystal ball and I had to ask you to guess if D-Hop gets traded, what would your answer be? And what percentage do you think he stays in Tennessee versus gets moved?
Me personally, I think it's probably 60-40 that he gets traded. I think a big percentage of this, and we saw this with Davante Adams, if DeAndre Hopkins goes to the Titans front office and wants to be traded, and he's a great guy. Like, he is a good locker room guy, great in the community. He likes Nashville, so I don't think that is the thing. But if he wants to go try to win a Super Bowl, and the Chiefs, they're pretty good at doing that, and if he wants to get out of town and he requests it, I think that the Titans will appease that. So I'll say this. I think it's 60-40 that he will get traded. If he goes and asks for a trade, because we got a lot of time before the deadline, I think that vaults up to about 80%, and I think the Titans deal him.
That is Zach Bingham joining us on the show today. Happy to get his perspective. There's no person that knows the Titans better than him. He said it's 60-40 right now that D-Hop gets moved prior to November 5th. Zach, man, I'm sure we'll be catching up with you down the line if something happens with D-Hop, man. I appreciate you.
Yeah, appreciate you too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.